We all know that this divisiveness and this hatred and this bigotry, it's gone too far. And now it's up to us.
I'm sick of people in their prejudices. Most people tend to keep it secret so it's never mentioned. But the unpleasantness is seeping through in every sentence. In every conversation had by some is never mentioned. Different stereotypes get thrown around with several victims. It's all jokes till you're harassed because of your religion. Or asked to show your birth certificate. Why get treated as if you're insignificant? If your skin has a little bit of tint in it, some dim-witted idiot will consider you an immigrant. The hidden agenda in daily incidents from unexpected racist participants isn't innocent. It's a problem now, isn't it? Inconsistent contradictions depending who they're sitting with. Closeted bigots disciplined not to get caught talking that talk, cause they don't wanna be in an awkward predicament with the wrong person listening. This is long-term conditioning. Shit, it's kind of interesting. They were taught to be ignorant.
Discrimination everywhere.
Nobody's safe from it. Nobody's safe from it.
Can't run, can't hide.
Get away from it. Can't get away from it.
Homophobia, sexism, classism, racism, the hate system.
The hate system.
Trying not to get caught up in the hate system.
Sexism makes the workplace a stress prison for women when it affects the checks given. When she's at the desk, she's the best with it. But she's paid less cause there's breasts on her chest and she's dressed different.
Big business exec bigots begin to feel threatened when an educated woman is beginning to stretch limits.
These misogynistic men were never expecting it.
Nope.
They expected her to be folding their fresh linens. I expect respect and won't accept anything less than it.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck if your skin has more or less pigment? Or what religion you're representing would just living.
Jewish, Muslim, Catholic, Buddhist, and yes, Christian.
We're breathing the same air, but believing in things different. Once the blood is shed, it's always the same, isn't it?
Damn. Racial slang exchanged by kids at young ages leads to adult cops putting guns in young faces.
His mother done raised him. Our country's filled with hillbillies and dumb racists who mumble scum statements.
It's cumbersome and troublesome in some cases.
Yeah. Hate popping like bubblegum among nations.
People spreading hate in public places like bus stations. When you're just waiting to catch your bus, it's frustrating.
Closeted racists give fuck like lovemaking. When you call them on this stuff, they end up with flush faces.
Discrimination what? Everywhere.
Nobody's safe from it. Nobody's safe from it.
Can't run, can't hide.
Get away from it. Can't get away from it.
Homophobia, sexism, classism, racism, the hate system.
The hate system.
Trying not to get caught up in the hate system.
The hate system. 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 The hate system.
Well, there have been several high-profile hate crimes in the U.S. over the past few months.
It's of grave concern to see and to hear the things that are said about Hispanics in this country, the things that are said about Muslims, African-Americans, immigrants. It's too much of a divide, and we do live, unfortunately, in a very divided time. The polarization has gone up, whether it's based off of religion, based off of political affiliation. The left and the right are being torn further apart, and there really is no end in sight. The only real solution I can think of is getting to know people.